John Beeson joins us on Sports Byline USA. 5 years in the National Football League, linebacker for the Carolina Panthers, and he was picked in the first round out of the University of Miami. And three of those 5 years in the NFL, he has been a Pro Bowl selection as well. John, I know you got hurt early in the season, and I'm sure that really is real frustrating for an athlete, especially when they go through training camp and they're prepared for the long haul of the NFL season. Tell me a little bit about how you dealt with that.
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is come to the realization that you're not going to play this year. And that's the hardest thing to grasp. You spend all off-season training, getting ready for the opportunity to go out and compete for a Super Bowl. And I think the player who can realize that, you know, this is where I'm at right now and say the outlook is forward and work on, you know, what you can do on a day-to-day basis to getting back is a player who's better off in the upcoming season.
Also, do you have to understand what type of injury you have so you can put it in its proper place for coming back and also what lies ahead for the athlete?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's some injuries that are, you know, a tough guy injury where, you know, it's going to be the type of rehab where it's a day-to-day grind. It's going to be painful. And in my situation with the Achilles, it's something where they really keep the grasp on you. They say, slow down, you know, take time. You have to hit your different benchmarks to getting back. If you're too soon now, it could affect you later on. So it's really one of those things where understanding what kind of injury you have, you can, you know, further assess the proper rehab.
John, you know as well as I do that in professional sports, you tend to get labeled. And when an athlete gets injured, then management tends to think, I wonder if he's brittle. I wonder if he's going to be there for us and everything. Does that play into an athlete's thinking as far as the rehab process?
Yeah, it does, but I think it shouldn't. You know, in my situation, I hadn't missed a snap in over 3.5 seasons. They just extended me, making me the highest paid inside linebacker, you know, prior to going into this season. So I'm pretty sure they look for me to be back. I've been durable up to this point, but I think the athletes who focus on, you know, hey, am I, you know, going to be back, you know, to playing at that level, or how does the team feel about me? I think you're worse off because now you kind of put yourself in that situation, and I think the body follows what the mind thinks.
John, I think you know as well as I do, and maybe you even saw the story about the survey taken of NFL players when it came to concussions as to whether they would fess up to it or not if they got dinged and everything. And I was surprised. About 41% of the players said no, they wouldn't, you know, wouldn't fess up to it, and they'd go back in there and play hurt again. Well, what is the mentality that allows somebody to do that, especially since there's such an emphasis now on the dangers of having a concussion?
Well, you know, in our sport, you know, the guy who's the gladiator, the guy who, you know, plays through pain is the guy who gets, you know, patted on his back. It's not a passive sport whatsoever, and the fans don't want to see a passive game. It's unfortunate when, you know, guys deal with an injury like a concussion because there's really no one that can really tell you you're not okay. You know, when you come back from being dinged a little bit, you say, okay, well, my body feels good, I'm fine, I'm focused, I know the plays. But you don't know, you know, the long-term effects that can come from a concussion. So it's something that's very, very tough to deal with. But as an athlete, as a football player especially, you know, you're supposed to be a tough man.
Also, can football players pretty much tell when they've had a concussion?
You know, I don't know. You know, I've never had one, you know, knock on wood. But I've definitely been dinged. You know, you shake your head, maybe a play or two, you're kind of a little, you know, woozy a little bit. But then once you get your, you know, you get your feedback underneath you, you know, things, you know, tend to be okay. I think there's more concussions from players in between each play than there is that are actually reported.
Is it just long-term conditioning that allows a human being to go out and play the game as brutal as it is? I mean, I've been down on the sideline in the closing minutes of a football game when they let the media down on the sideline before it ends. And you just see the way people are running into each other and how athletes will give up their bodies just to stop somebody. I mean, is it the fact that you guys have been playing football for such a long time that it's just a natural reflex?
Absolutely. You know, the average person, it's hard for them to wrap their mind around, you know, running into something repeatedly, knowing that it's a high percentage chance that you're going to cause or you can cause injury to someone else or yourself. But it's something that, you know, you dreamt about doing since you were a little kid. It's a part of you. It's almost, you know, it's really the reason why players do struggle with moving forward onto their next career, the next chapter of their life, because, you know, a lot of guys like me, you've been playing since you were five and you've never missed a season, or you've had injuries and setbacks, but it's something you've done every single time July rolls around. You're right, you know, right there playing, whether you're 5 years old or you're 35 years old, you're still playing.
Tell me what your thoughts were going into this season about this young Carolina Panther team with a rookie quarterback, Cam Newton. Tell me what you thought in training camp about the team.
Well, you know what? I looked at it, I thought we were at a huge disadvantage based on the fact that, you know, first day of training camp, I'm saying, hey, coach, how you doing? My name's John Beeson. Nice to meet you. Versus, you know, the Steelers or the Patriots of the world. You know, they know the scheme, they know the coaches. You come in and you just kind of pick up where you left off, even the Packers. So I knew that was tough. We had a lot of new faces, and you know, before you can win, you gotta learn how to, you know, work with people and care about them. I think that's important because it is a tough game. But you know, you look at the play of Cam Newton. I think you know, I was definitely excited about the pick because the guy had the it factor. You know, he went out when he was in college, dealt with adversity, and he still went out and played well. And a lot of guys would fold under the type of scrutiny that he dealt with coming out of Auburn. So. It wasn't something that was unexpected. I didn't expect this type of success, but, you know, as a defensive player, as a defensive captain, I'm saying to myself, hey, I need to make sure our side of the ball picks it up because the offense has it figured out.
What was his demeanor when he came into camp? Because that's so important to the guys that have been in the NFL for a while. A hotshot young rookie comes in, and you kind of read the body language. You read his personality a little bit. What did you read in him, John?
Well, you know, obviously, you look at him, you see there's some things he can do, you know, better as a young guy. But it's almost like I remember being a rookie. You want to say something, but you can't. So you kind of got to, you know, earn your stripes. I think he did a great job of that, just going out and making plays and being a leader at that position. And then you get the older guys start to kind of say, okay, this young guy's got to figure it out. And then you end up with another leader on the team.
You know what surprised me the most about him, John? Bill Walsh, the late Bill Walsh, was a good friend of mine. I was the play-by-play announcer at Stanford when he was the football coach there. And I remember we had long talks about what he looked for in quarterbacks. And he said he basically looked for two things, footwork and the head. And I said, well, what do you mean by the head? He said, how well he swivels, how he picks up his secondary, third-dairy, primary receivers and everything. Now, here is a kid that comes out of college early. Here is a kid that plays not underneath the center, but from the shotgun. And it really surprised me that he did a lot of the things right without having the training to do so. Am I correct in that observation about him?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you look at him, you know, the times we did have to go to a pro-style offense, you know, the kid was ready for it. He listened to his coaches, and I think the things that he did not do well, he worked on in the offseason, knowing that he was going to have to make a transition from the spread to the pro-style offense. But, you know, it takes a lot of maturity as a rookie to come in and say, hey, you know what, these are the things I have to work on, this is what I don't do well, and to take the time, you know, versus, you know, being a young guy out, you know, the older guys are home preparing. I think he did that.
Was there a coming-of-age point in the season for him? Did you watch and observe him and say, uh-huh, the kid can play at this level? And did the teammates say that the same thing? Was there a game or a particular moment in the season when that happened, John, with him?
Well, you know what? I think if you look at the very first game of the season, he went out and he threw for over 400 yards in his you know, rookie debut. And you say, okay, wow, you know, we hadn't seen that you know, all of camp, all of preseason, but you saw glimpses of when he would make this great pass. But to do it at a consistent level like he did week one was definitely mind-blowing. But I think the part where he grew up the most was, you know, week two, you're playing at home against the Packers. Can he reproduce that? And he did. And that's the thing that, you know, it blew you away because at the time, you know, they're coming off a Super Bowl win, a defense that was ranked number two in the league last year and number one in the league in the red zone. So to go out and do it against some, you know, great talent, really, for me, you know, being on the sideline watching him was the point where he grew up.
Is he a scrambling quarterback? I mean, does he run an awful lot, somebody like we see like a Tim Tebow?
No, you know what? I would actually like to see him run more because I think he does it at a high level. I think, you know, everyone says, you know, you can't do something. He's not a pocket passer or he can't go through his progression. So I think there's times where he should run and he doesn't because he wants to prove to everyone that he is a true passing quarterback in his league.
You know, he looks like he's a load to bring down. When you look at him and you're on the field with him, is he a pretty big package?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember back in training camp, you know, all the rookies, we kind of throw him in the cold tub the last day of training camp before we break. And he was the last one. And, you know, I went to pick him up, and he didn't fight it. And I said to myself, man, this guy's 250 for real. Like, he's just a really, really, really big person. And, you know, he is a load. I think he can, you know, run the ball more in this league and you know, be able to withstand, you know, hits from linebackers and safeties.
Very interesting and insightful conversation with three-time Pro Bowl selection and linebacker for the Carolina Panthers, John Beeson, is with us on Sports Byline. And when we come back, we're going to talk about his coach, Ron Rivera, at Carolina. And also, I want to get his thoughts on the college football scene. He came out of the University of Miami, first-round selection in the NFL draft. And as you can see, very insightful, very articulate about things happening in sports. We do that as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline.